Revision Module B. Listening and Speaking. Activity 11. Listen and complete the notes.
Right. We have to talk about the menu for the end of term party, everyone. Has anyone got any suggestions?
Well, I think since there are going to be about 100 people there, it's going to be much easier if we just serve finger food.
What do you mean? Sandwiches? It doesn't seem much for a party.
No, you can serve much more than sandwiches. Snacks like ham, cheese, pieces of fruit, even slices of pizza.
I know. Why don't we have a barbecue? It's probably going to be a fine evening, so it'll be nice to be cooking and eating outside.
Yes, we can barbecue chicken legs and wings and sausages.
And we can serve that with baked potatoes and salad.
Only you can't eat hot potatoes or salad with your hands, can you?
No, we'll need knives and forks for that.
Now, what about decorations in the hall?
We could hang long paper chains from the ceiling and across the room.
Now, let's discuss the music.
We could invite the school band to play.
Yes, that would be great. They're very popular. Their music will be good for a party. We need music with a good beat.
Reading Activity 13. Read the passage and check the true sentences. Some unusual jobs.
When we ask students what they would like to be, they often talk about usual jobs, things like doctors or teachers. But if you think about it, many people don't plan to do their jobs. They just start doing them by accident. We have talked to two people with unusual jobs. Charlene is a dentist, but she doesn't work with people. She works with horses. After university, she took care of animals' medical health for several years, but she noticed that there were few people who could help with horses' teeth. She decided to go back to college and study again. Then she had to buy special tools. But she's never out of work. She's always very busy taking care of horses' teeth. I couldn't be a dentist for people now, Charlene said, because I really enjoy working with horses. As soon as Mike could read, he read books about robots. But the robots he builds today don't look like the strange robot people in his books. He builds robots for industry. Early on, he made up his mind to study science, maths, and computers so that he could break into the world of robot engineering. Some of the maths is very difficult, says Mike, but you must study maths to be an engineer. Fortunately, he got top marks in all his maths exams.
Words and expressions. Shock.
Inside.
Cow. Dentist. Tooth. Teeth. Robot.